It's Heidi and Frank. It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
What is today?
Do I smell cookies?
Do I smell cookies?
I smell cookies.
Today is National Cookie Day.
It is National Cookie Day.
Oh, I love the smell of cookies in the morning.
What kind of cookies do you want?
What kind of cookie you got there?
What kind of cookies are we talking about?
Freshly baked cookies.
What about the fresh baked cookies?
Cookies!
From the Dutch word for little cake.
Happy National Cookie Day.
It's showtime.
It is showtime here on Thursday, December 4th. A lot of stuff going on today. I got a lot of prizes for you. I still have those Disneyland tickets coming up at 7:40. I got the Guns N' Roses at 8:40. Page 2.
Oh, dear.
Duran Duran tickets. Weird Al Yankovic. Page 3. Tiffany Haddish tickets. Mana. Got some more Mana tickets. Ooh. I think Emily came through for us.
Emily came through.
Page 4. Chicago and Styx tickets. So there we go.
We've never had four pages.
I know, it's crazy.
It's a first.
It just keeps growing. It is Thursday. I guess it is that time to play the game that we always play on Thursday.
Who's going to
All right, let's see. This is the final one for the year. I think it's down to me and Jordan.
Yep.
To see who takes the championship, the golden pitchfork. Who's Going to Hell game, if you're now joining us, you missed it all year long. It's where we search the world for the most horrible news stories. And then we bring those stories to the table. We present our stories. And they're so bad that we have to give them a tagline at the very end of the story. And that's how you decide which story the people involved, the most worthy of eternal damnation. But you have to repeat the tagline exactly the way it was presented. So if it was song, you got to sing it. If it's got an accent on it, you got to use the accent. And you pretty much got to do it word for word. I mean, well, you have to. We do that because we're sticklers. Like I said, we keep track score-wise. And me and Jordan are tied for the lead right now.
Yep.
After an entire year of Thursday, Who's Going to Hells? Heidi's in second. And Johnny was bringing up the rear. So
his favorite.
I guess he could ruin it and leave it as a tie between me and you if he wins today.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember, since it's been so long since we played, since Jordan's heart attack and been out so many weeks. So
October
I don't even know.
October 30th was the last Thursday that we did it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Halloween. It's been
a whole November. We missed it.
Yep.
Jeez.
I know.
Wow.
All right. So
this
I don't remember even who won.
Different. This could be completely different.
I do. Well, Heidi did.
Heidi won last time?
Yeah.
On the 30th?
That's what it said on my notes. Is that what
you...
Oh. What'd you thought you won?
I thought it was me. It's okay.
I mean, it's so rare. I mean, you would remember the one time
you
won.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's
true.
Why I could have sworn I...
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I don't know. Let me take a look at my
notes. My dot shows that it was next to Heidi's.
Okay, okay, that's fine.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, I don't remember.
You can go ahead, Johnny.
I can't argue.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead and just do
mine
now.
Just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Okay. All right. Well,
You can choose who to go if you want. Go ahead.
Well,
I was going to go last.
All right. Oh, you want to go last?
Then tell Heidi.
Okay, Heidi, go ahead.
All right. Well, my story involves, and I do have a picture that we can pop up, and I'm not going to tell you this woman's name. I mean, I'm not going to tell you this woman's age, because I'd love for you to guess. But she is a Native American woman, and she has been charged with murder for killing her mother. She admitted to killing her. She beat her to death with a vacuum cleaner.
Damn.
Now, after she beat her to death with a vacuum cleaner, well, first of all, the reason the cops got called was because they were arguing. Neighbors said they heard really loud arguing and then total silence. And the neighbors were like, that's probably not good. Call the cops. The cops show up. The lady, this Native American woman who beat her mom, was just standing there doing dishes. And they said, Did you kill your mother? And she goes, oh, yeah, I did. I did. I beat her with a vacuum cleaner. And I tried to disembowel her with a knife because she'd make for easier disposal. But the knife was too dull, so I couldn't get the job done. But, yeah, I did it. But I did it because she's an evil robot. And she was going to do some really, really bad things. She was going to blow up our house. So I had to kill her. And so she did. She admitted it, and there we have it. So do you want to guess what age this woman is before I tell you my nominee for Who's Going to Hell?
47?
Yeah, 45.
Maybe she doesn't look as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
But I do feel pretty.
53.
There we go. She's 53 years old.
Oh.
Is she? Oh, okay.
Nice guess.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, Heidi.
I don't care. I still feel gorgeous, and I'm taking the win.
Half a point to Johnny.
I think she's like 27. She's like, half. You know what I mean?
A A Native American woman beat her mother to death with a vacuum cleaner. My nominee for Who's Going to Hell is Dances with Dyson.
Dances with Dyson.
Dyson simple. Mm-hmm.
It's like bison. Is that what they're going with? Like, but it's Dyson's vacuum
cleaner. Well, and the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Yeah, yes, bison, of course. Big yeah, yeah, bison, Dyson. Native community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so I reviewed my notes. We actually did play once in November. I don't think you have. I don't think you've been keeping track of any of my scores, honestly.
You got yourself down for quite a few
when
wins.
Did we play in November? Pump and dump on the 5th or the 6th of November.
Okay,
yeah,
that wouldn't make sense though. I wouldn't have been here.
No, you were here, but you did. You oh no, you were
no.
You I had a heart attack. When you were
my heart attack was November 5th, and I took the 6th and the 7th off.
You did.
So but we don't play when he's not.
You must so have thought you were going to win. You were so confident. Just use that one. Here, give me that one.
No.
Give me Pump and Dump. I'll use that one.
Maybe it was the week after. No, we did it the week after then.
But I wasn't here.
Give me that old story.
Yes, you were here.
Give me that
you
old story and I'll do it.
It's the 12th.
I did show up.
Give me the Pump and Dump.
You were here.
That sounds like a good...
Give me the old Pump and Dump. You already got it. Okay. Actually, Jordan, why don't you go ahead?
Oh. All right, hold on. Now I'm reviewing notes.
Your microphone's off.
Now he's reviewing notes.
Is it not off?
No, it's not off.
We get that light fixed.
Oh, crap. Yeah, Johnny's got 4 points.
Yeah. There, yeah.
Sorry, that's Johnny.
Come on.
Sorry.
I know.
November
13th. Johnny, wait. He had a heart attack.
This is very important.
This is important.
Johnny's extra.
It doesn't really mean much, but.
Heidi still has 9.5 points.
I knew I was the last winner.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Jordan, go ahead.
Corrected.
Now I feel confident.
Now he feels justified.
Yeah. I
adjust my dot. Okay. Now we can carry on.
All right.
So a man has been arrested after he allegedly stormed through a hospital nursery and began strangling newborns and assaulting staff members. Yep, according to responding officers, the man was at the hospital because his girlfriend was in labor. So he actually had a reason to be there. He was in the delivery ward. Witnesses say he was acting odd and unreasonable prior to the attack. He reportedly grabbed a nurse's arm, made an unintelligible statement, and was then asked to leave the hospital. He didn't like that, so he began running up and down the halls. During his running tantrum, he noticed a mother and her newborn. He shoved nurses to the ground and tried to gain access into the nursery, you know, where they keep all the babies,
mm-hmm.
right after they're freshly out of the, you know, womb and stuff, hanging out. That was locked. When it didn't work, he grabbed the newborns out of the mother's arms, fled into a lactation room where he began strangling it. So nurses told officers that they saw the baby's face turn blue from the strangulation. A nearby therapist witnessed the struggle and saw the man eventually force his way into the nursery where all the other babies were at. He allegedly began strangling another baby in the nursery, and then the therapist tried to calm him down. According to the therapist, the man was... had lifted the baby in his hand, said die, making a move that he was going to throw it to the ground. Oh, that's God. When the therapist intervened and attempted to grapple the man to the ground while holding the baby's head so that the baby didn't get smashed. Eventually, hospital security arrived and helped restrain the man. When police arrived, he reportedly began struggling with them while they were attempting to take him into custody. So he has been charged with attempted murder, possession of a controlled substance, attempting to take a weapon from an officer, assault of a public servant, resisting arrest, criminal trespassing, and just general assault, to throw it all on there. So a man has been arrested for storming into a hospital nursery, strangling two newborn babies, and attacking staff. My contestant's name is... Congrats on the newborn baby! Remember, pink is for girls, and blue is for recently strangled.
Wow. Ooh.
Right.
Took a long way to get there, but there you go.
Yeah,
so, we got it.
Well, so what are they going to say again?
I'll shorten it. Remember, pink is for girls and blue is for recently strangled.
Okay. Johnny, you want to go last?
Yeah, I'm going to go last. Yeah, so okay. Frank, go ahead, take it.
Oh, man.
All right, so a guy gets home from work and he hears this moaning in the backyard of his neighbor's house. And he looks over the... over the fence, and there's his neighbor lady locking up her special needs daughter in a dog kennel in the backyard. And he's like, what are you doing? And the lady had on a shirt that says, I'm one of those crazy people. And totally, you know, is that coincidence? This girl, you know, she was like in the dog kennel, and she was like, I mean, she was making moaning noises, but she did sound like a dog. And he's like, what are you doing, lady? Why are you putting that baby, or that, it's like a 22-year-old girl. She's special needs, lives at home. goes, why are you putting her in a dog kennel? I think it's okay to put special needs kids in dog kennel. She goes, she's tearing up the house. She's peeing all over the floor. You know, and she's in there. She's almost like barking. You know what I mean? And she sounds like she's like, you know, like it's a sad dog, you know. But it's real. It's human. And he's like, you can't do that, lady. You can't do that. You know, this woman's name is Candy Jenkins, okay? And he's lived next to this woman for a while. So the girl's, she was in the kennel, and she's like, she's peeing all over the floor in the house. She's tearing it all up. She's like, I won't, mommy. I won't. I won't, Candy. I won't. And so my contestant was going to hell is, I won't, Candy, from Bow Wow Wow.
Oh.
Wow. I'm surprised you went there.
Candy. I know. I know. But they're all bitches. I won't, Candy, from Bow Wow Wow. Because that's, she's in a dog kennel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, that's my contestant. I know.
It's so crazy that you have
You have that same story?
No, that you just have candy in yours, because I have candy in mine.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy, Leon Neal, he's been charged with manufacturing methamphetamines after police discovered he was making lollipops, with drug-laced lollipops with meth in them. So police obtained the lollipop, then they tested it and confirmed that it had the meth. They did a raid. They found about 3 pounds of meth and laced candy, including the packaging. So now he's facing drug charges, yeah. So my contestant's name for Who's Going to Hell is Jordan. Who can take a meth head? Give him rocket fuel. Mix it up with meth, and then he takes a lick or two. The candy meth man. The candy meth man. 'Cause he mixes it with meth and makes your mind turn into goo.
Hell, do we need to vote now?
Wow. Oh, Johnny,
I came to play. Finally, very last game.
Thank you.
So we got the candy meth man. I just got to sing it like that. All right. 818-955-2955. You can win a prize playing this game. It's the easiest game to play if you can repeat the tagline exactly the way it was given. The prize is ahead. Like, it's up to you what you want. I got the Duran Durans. I got the Weird Al Yankovics. Got Tiffany Haddish. I got Chicago and Styx. All right, so let's remind everybody what the taglines are, and then I'll start taking the calls, and we'll see who wins, who's going to hell for the year. Mm-hmm. All right, Heidi?
Dances with Dyson.
Jordan?
Remember, pink is for girls, and blue is for recently strangled.
Mine is I Won't Candy by Bow Wow Wow.
Who can take a meth head? Give him rocket fuel. Mix it up with meth, and then he takes a lick or two. The candy meth man. The candy meth man. 'Cause he mixes it with meth and makes your mind turn into goo.
All right, so they're guessing the whole thing?
Just say the candy meth man.
I want to hear him hit the note. Goo. Okay. So the candy, they got to sing the candy meth man.
Yes.
Okay. 818-955-2955. First up, hey, it's Rodney, our Dallas correspondent.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all doing today? Happy Thursday.
Hey. Happy Thursday. It's Who's Going to Hell Day. So who's going to hell, Rodney?
Dances with Dyson.
Dances with Dyson.
Ooh, thank
Heidi's
you, sir.
On the board. Okay.
I don't know what I ever
Boy,
do,
I got
to
say, I was rooting for a song from Rodney. I will say. I'll be honest. I'll take the vote, but I'll be honest.
Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Who's going to hell today?
I Won't Candy by, oh my gosh, I just blanked out, by Bow Wow Wow.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm on the board.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica.
Did she say want or won't?
She said won't.
Okay.
right. She almost screwed up with the Bow Wow Wow part.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob.
What's up, y'all? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So who's going to hell today?
One of my favorite songs from back in the day, I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow. Let's go.
Oh, and I got too bad.
I know it's the 8 o'clock hour, but any chance of Guns N' Roses, I'll be on the golf course at 8 o'clock.
Oh, man, that's a specified time for that, 8:40. I mean, to set your notification.
All right.
Set your notification and call me on the course.
I will.
All right, I'll look for you. I'll look for you, Rob. All right, thanks, bud. All right. What was yours again, Jordan?
Ooh. Remember, pink is for girls, and blue is for recently strangled.
And Johnny, what was yours again? Did you have any votes either? Oh.
The cake. Oh. I'm going to make you do it.
Who can take a meth head? Give him rocket fuel. Mix it up with meth and then he takes a lick or two. The Candy Meth Man. The Candy Meth Man. Cause he mixes it with meth and makes your mind turn into
goo. All right. Let's go to... Crab. Hey, Crab.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm a simple man, and you all are looking good this morning. And it makes my day when I get on the air, dude. Like,
well,
thank
good.
You.
Your day's already been made at 6:30 a.m.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
You're peaking.
I've been up for a while.
You're peaking. It's all down here from Hill Crab.
Yeah.
So, are you ready, Jordan? Let hit it.
Oh, wow. No way. Oh,
wow. Awesome.
I knew he said that.
Who's gonna take a meth head? Give him rocket fuel. The Candy Meth Man. And I want to tell you, did y'all get that Christmas tree I sent you?
No, the Christmas tree.
No.
Okay.
I think that was his best Rodney.
Meth, the Candy Meth Man. The Candy Meth Man.
Oh, thank you, Crab. I'll give you a half point, Johnny, for that, which is a little circle on my page.
Okay. Oh, we're back to the circles and strikes.
Circles and strikes. All right. Give me a number, Heidi, between 1 and 9.
7.
7 would be Joey. Hey, Joey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're playing Who's Going to Hell, so you heard the stories. So repeat the tagline that you want to vote for.
First, I want to say good morning and happy holidays to you guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
I'm going to go with the Candy Meth Man.
All right. Jack's got 1.5 points. Nice.
Whole point,
he just jumped over Heidi's 1 and Jordan's so, 0.
Still goose egging.
Thank you, Joey. Joey, do you want to win a prize?
Oh, sure. That would be great.
What concert ticket do you want?
Let's go with Chicago and Styx.
Chicago and Styx. Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, bud.
All right, man.
Stay on hold.
Have a good day.
We'll hook you up, Joey. Okay. All right. Hey, Deep Cut Dennis. Haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I've been struggling like Jordan, but here we are.
Made it.
Last one of the year. I'm so happy to be here.
Why, did you have a heart attack too?
Whoa, sorry, my dog.
That's okay.
I'm heart sorry, say that again.
I said, did you have a heart attack too?
I have congestive heart failure now.
God,
I had that pacemaker put in April, and now they tell me I have congestive heart failure. Shit. Wonderful, huh?
Yeah, it didn't sound good.
Deep cut.
Damn.
But, you know, I'm in my 70s. This is supposed to happen, not at 42.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So
Yeah.
Every day's a blessing, Dennis. It's good to have you.
Yeah. It sure is. And I see that twinkle in your eye, Jordan, that only comes after you've looked death in the eye.
You know, that's
and
just me crying laughing at Johnny's.
Kind of nice, man. Deep cut. Who are you going to vote for who's going to hell today?
I'm going to vote for I Want Candy.
Wow. Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome. You're happy New here. Year.
We'll see you next
any
year.
Any Crackmas tickets?
You know what, Dennis? I should give you some Crackmas tickets. All right. You can go, Dennis.
Come on.
I'll invite you out.
Can't believe it. Thank you. That just made my Christmas.
All right. Stay on hold. We're going to give Dennis some Crackmas tickets, okay?
On it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Damn, congestive heart failure. I don't even know what that means. Yeah. Heart failure seems like it's not working.
Yeah, when you put failure in the diagnosis.
But not like, working would be you're dead. So I don't really understand that.
It's like when the check engine light comes on and you can still drive your car. But you're like,
but you call it engine failure?
This ain't gonna last long.
Well, you just know that something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, it's kind of like maybe driving on the really old, like old oil. It's like burning out. There's only so much left, and it's like okay, it's the engine.
At some point,
the engine's failing. It still runs. It just don't run well.
Yeah.
At some point, it's gonna on the side of the road.
Yeah.
God.
So hopefully, it doesn't do that before December 13th, and Deep Cut Dennis because attend the Cracksmas party over there at the crack house. All right.
Or on December 13th, that would be. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I know. That wouldn't be well.
They're at the event. Yeah.
Sorry, Dennis.
We can just set your drinks on him. That's what
dress him as Santa Claus. Let him sit there.
Dress him as Santa Claus. Just no. It's a
weekend at Santa's.
Yeah, weekend at the crack house. And just get your picture on his lap.
Put some sunglasses on him. Make him look cool. He'll be fine.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.